Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast, season 3. This season is going to be dedicated to those of us that are on our journey of healing and transformation. The focus of this season is going to be to identify and recognize healthy and unhealthy relationship dynamics. We're going to talk a lot about the spiritual tools that we'll need to become acquainted with to help us to stand, to operate in, and to flourish as our authentic self. Things like shadow work, energy healing, which will help us to shed the guilt, the shame that we've been carrying, and also to do some much needed subconscious reprogramming. Now, as always, the episodes are going to air weekly, and the purpose of them is to support you as you embrace and become acquainted with your enlightened and untethered higher self. So I want you to grab your water, your juice, your wine, or your tea or your coffee, and let's toast to each other and our growth, our elevation, and abundance. Hey, welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. I want to get into the communication cycle of long-term relationships. You might be saying, okay, what the hell? What are you talking about? This is basically what it is. Think about it. Any long-term relationship, and they can be personal, intimate, it can be your family, it could even be work, it could be friends, whatever it is. There's always like highs and lows, ups and downs. There's moments when you and that other person or the other group of people aren't seeing eye to eye, when nobody understands the other one, and it's always just something. And we know that, hey, when you're around people or with people over an extended period of time, this happens. And it's not always a bad thing. However, depending on your perspective, depending on how you process things, and even sometimes your emotions, your attitude, your energy, and the environment that you're in, it can cause issues, right? Some people dismiss partners. Some people dismiss friendships. Some people quit or resign from jobs and business partnerships and all sorts of things because of the period that they may be in when the communication isn't flowing like they expect it to or like they think it should. But here's the thing with that. That's how communication works. And there's a lot of things that go into it, that go with it. It's not about just talking. And I think that that is where a lot of people run up against these walls, or we run into these roadblocks, because we just think communication is all about running your mouth. And it's not. Communication involves your ability to listen, your ability to hear, your ability to understand. A big part of communication is, are you even empathetic about what the other person or people are saying? Or is it only about you being able to say what you think or say what you feel and getting your shit out there? And then you don't even take into consideration someone else. See, if you're just running off at the mouth, you're just talking, then absolutely, that's what you're doing. That's not communicating. That's simply verbalizing. That's simply something that they used to say all the time when I was younger in school, when you're always talking and talking and talking. Yeah, you just throwing up words every damn where. Doesn't mean you're communicating. If those that you are verbalizing to don't have an understanding or can't rationalize or ingest or interpret, or again, understand what the hell you're saying, they don't understand the point, they don't understand the plot, they don't understand, again, what the fuck it is that you're really talking about, you're not communicating. You're just using words. If you're in a conversation with someone, and they're speaking to you, and the only thing that you hear are little bits and pieces, and then the rest of the time they're tuned out. You don't hear what they're saying because you're formulating your response, or you're formulating what it is that you want to say to get back at them or come back at them or get your point heard. You're not communicating. You're not, again, you're just talking. And here's the thing about it. Sometimes, yes, difficult conversations, sometimes we don't want to deal with them. Sometimes we want to run from them. Sometimes we just don't have the mental capacity, or we're not in the right energy or what have you, in order to effectively and empathetically deal with the back and the forth and all of that. And if that is so, we have to be able to articulate that in a way that gives that other person both the information that they need, the understanding, right? You have to be able to say, hey, right now, I'm just not in the right headspace for this. And I don't want this to turn into something that neither of us wanted to be. So is it possible for us to have this conversation at a later time? You know, if you just got home from work and you're exhausted, you don't want to think, you don't want to do none of that, you should be able to communicate that to those in your household, to your spouse or your partner, your significant other. You can say something like, babe, I really want to hear what you have to say. I really want to have this exchange with you. But right now, I just need a couple minutes. I need to go take a shower, take a bath. I need to decompress. And then can we have this conversation? And the reason that this is so important is because being able to communicate openly and effectively, shit, that's the fucking glue that holds any relationship together. Like I said, your familial relationships, your intimate relationships, your business and work relationships, hell, even your relationship with yourself. And we talk about self-talk all the time. How are you communicating with yourself? Even in that, are you one of those people that gives yourself all of this room to make excuses and things like that? Or are you somebody that holds yourself accountable? Even when you're having a bad day and your self-talk may flow more towards the negative, are you, again, holding yourself accountable? Like, wait a minute, hold on, ma'am, sir. We're not doing this shit today. This is who we are. This is what we're going to focus on. And we're going to encourage ourselves positively and not let ourselves go down the rabbit hole of beating ourselves up in a negative way and telling ourselves what we aren't and who we aren't and what we can't do and all of those things. And yes, again, we're talking about long-term relationships here because, say, for example, from the aspect of being a business owner and entrepreneur, you want the connections that you make to continue if they're aligned with you. The people that you're working with, you want these to be solid long-term relationships with the exchange of back and forth and all of that. You want to be able to hear another person's perspective and honestly hearing it, not just, again, listening to respond as opposed to listening to understand. And now I know this can be difficult for those of us that are, you know, neurospicy or neurodivergent or however you describe it, because this is a thing that me and my husband kind of go through a lot, because he'll be talking and I'm listening and I'm like, okay, I'm engaged and I'm making sure that I'm understanding. And, you know, it took him a little while to understand that sometimes I have to stop him because I'm lost and I'm confused. And I'm like, wait a minute, babe. Are you saying this or are you saying that? Because this is what I'm hearing. And that way, you know, the conversation doesn't keep on going. And again, I don't know what the hell's going on or what the hell he's talking about. And in us learning each other's communication styles, you know, that's one of those things that, because we're both committed to this and we want to understand each other, that we had to learn, okay, let me pull back so that I know for certain that I'm fully hearing you, because I don't ever want you to feel like I'm not listening or that what you're saying or expressing to me isn't important to me, because it is. And for him, he doesn't have that, right? I could just ramble on. That sometimes he is, you know, again, I'm neurodivergent. So I may start with one thing and I done went to 17 other things and then jump back to the first thing, then probably jump to the third thing. And he would just be looking at me like, wait a minute, what the hell's going on? Yeah, sorry, because I might say one thing and be talking about something else, and then it'll trigger me to think of something else. So I'll jump to that and I don't realize I'm doing it until he pointed it out to me. And I'm like, oh shit. Okay. So then I got to explain. And yeah, it's a whole fun thing. So again, though, that's part of the healthy communication, right? I have to understand that he doesn't jump around like I do. He has to understand, or had to learn to understand, that sometimes I don't know that I'm jumping. I have no idea. It's all one thing to me. It's, if you're neurodivergent, I'm sure that you understand that. But again, it's one of those things that, yes, like anything in any type of relationship, you have to put in the work. You have to want to do it. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to initiating you the realization that, okay, am I sincerely listening empathetically and taking into account what the other person is saying to me? Am I truly listening to understand, or am I just listening to respond? Because it all starts with us. We have to start with ourselves and realize, okay, what am I doing, or what am I not doing? Because that's the only way that you'll be able to pinpoint things and then decide what changes you need to make. We always want to make sure that we're listening to our partners, to our family members, our children, you know, our friends, with as much patience, as much empathy, and as much love as we can, because just like we don't want to be ignored, or we don't like it when we feel like someone's not listening to us, if the shoe were on the other foot, we have to look at that. We have to be mindful of that. Okay? So today I just wanted to really, really drop a little nugget about the communication cycle, because we've been talking about connections and a lot of ways that we build our connections, or we even initiate our connections, is through communication. So if we're having issues in that area, perhaps we need to look at our communication style. And perhaps also we need to focus on learning the communication styles of others and taking that into account so that we can beat the down, the lows, so that we can tackle the challenges before they even become insurmountable, right? And I know that you can do this. I believe in you. And I know that we all want to be healthy communicators. We want to be effective communicators. And we want to be empathetic communicators. So just remember, communication is not only about you speaking. It's about you listening as well. All right? So yes, we're definitely going to keep talking about this some more. And making sure that we're finding the proper tools and the proper ways to make us the most effective and most authentic and the most empathetic communicators that we can possibly be. Because that's a great building block, and that's a great thing to have on our transformation journey. All right. So again, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, cheers to your transformation. Thank you. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the You Are Immeasurable Podcast. Please remember to subscribe so that you can be notified whenever new episodes are dropped. Also, I'd love to have your feedback and your comments, as well as your 5-star rating. Additionally, if you'd like to connect with me, the show notes list all of my social media handles so that you can do so. So until next time, thank you so much, and cheers to your transformation.